recommendations is that we use the work identifier to arrange the results so that people, so that all the expressions of the work come together. And if we did more compressed displays, people could scan through them really quickly and make decisions. Usually keyword searches are for one of those three entities. They're looking for either a known work or a works on a subject or works by an author. So the work identifier can function as a way of creating a display that quickly identifies the works that have been retrieved.
Mm-hmm.
Just a very quick question. With the Google interface, a lot of students are now familiar with the, if they type something wrong, it comes up, did you mean this? Do you see that sort of development with the OPAC?
That's a difficult question to answer. A lot of times, Google is identifying a typo or a misspelling, and the way that we've dealt with variation in using authority records in the past, that could end up obligating us to think of every possible way to misspell every possible name and every possible subject. But if we did it in a more informal way using the same kind of software that Google is using, it's possible that could be helpful. I'd like to be cautious, though, and suggest that it be tried out before universally adopted in all OPAC software to see how much noise it introduces into the search, because in the case of OPACs, you can get so much precision and recall that I'd hate to interfere with that by suggesting all kinds of arcane things. If the person perfectly spelled the thing perfectly well, for example, they should never get that message with all kinds of odd things that, weren't what they asked for and just mess the screen up and add noise to the search.
Any more questions?
Here's one over here.
Anne Keehan from State Library of WA. I got worried when you started talking about the virtual global catalog. I mean, there has to be, it can't be anarchical, even though it's being done by catalogers. So how do you see a sort of a big brother, if you like? Or what's going to keep it from being somewhat anarchical?
If it's changed and then it's, yeah. You're right, that's probably the most controversial suggestion that's contained here, and a lot of very intelligent and experienced catalogers are completely against this because they've seen what's happened in OCLC even, where libraries hire lots of people with very little training and set them loose, and then they can create some messes. So I always qualify it by saying if we were to take that approach, we would also have to change a lot of our current approaches to staffing cataloging departments. We'd have to make sure that we really did educate our catalogers and make sure they understood the principles of cataloging before they were allowed to go into the virtual catalog and start changing headings. So I understand your concern and even share some of it myself. We'd have to do things differently for this to work.
Works on the podcasts. Now, considering that many of your recommendations actually rely on authority work, and we all know that this part of a cataloger's daily tasks is decreasing or just about non-existent, do you have any suggestions that we could convince library administrators to fund this now? I know a lot of it seems to be a bit of a chicken and egg. If we had better work title, better authority, then we could do more with the displays, therefore we could convince administrators to fund this work, therefore, and it goes round. So do you have any suggestions that we could perhaps take back to some of our higher bodies and say, look, could you fund us, please, so we could do this, etc.?
Well, that certainly is not something I'm expert at, but I've observed something interesting. I wrote a paper a year or two ago that was in information technology and libraries called Ferberization. I don't know if some of you have seen it, but it went through the process of using the Library of Congress catalog to find Clemens and Tom Sawyer and pointed out all the ways in which the catalog was failing to help people with known item searches. And it was very widely read, and that University of California Task Force, Bibliographic Services Task Force report that Ebba mentioned in her introductory remarks ended up being a little bit schizophrenic in that it suggested doing away with subject cataloging but Ferberizing our catalogs so that people could find known items more easily. So that was evidence to me that administrators recognize how badly OPACs are doing on known item searches. Since in large research libraries, the powers that be in the academic settings that run the research libraries are the professors, and the professors at the university usually are doing known item searches. I know at UCLA they've been frustrated at how poorly those work in all the different kinds of catalog software we've had over the years. And I think the administrators have at least been hearing about that. So they seem to have kind of gotten onto the Ferberization bandwagon while abandoning the idea of subject access, which I think is a very poor idea myself. And I don't know how to persuade them that that too is a poor idea. But it does seem to be happening in a perverse way at the same time that they're cutting back on things. So I don't know whether they'll think of effective ways to actually Ferberize catalogs, but it seems to be a bit of a hot topic at the moment.
We have a paper on that this afternoon. Any further questions?
I'm Patricia Scott from University of Adelaide Library. Actually, that paper, that report from of the task force did strongly recommend that names and title authorities actually be controlled, and we don't move away from that. And I think you're quite right that Ferber is going to give us a lot of ammunition for maintaining at least authority control over names and titles. I think that one only has to look at the relevancy and lack of relevancy in the web to see that uncontrolled subject headings are a disaster as well. And hopefully by your studies and the sorts of things that are going to follow later today, that we will prove to people that controlled access is absolutely vital, and authority work is not a luxury.
Hear, hear.
Any further questions? Okay, well, if there are no further questions, I'd like you all to thank Martha for her presentation. Martha will be here all day, so please feel free to go up and talk to her and ask her questions if you prefer doing it that way rather than asking it in this sort of forum. Okay, well, we have now morning tea until 11, so I'm assuming morning tea is out just outside the doors there. Could you all please be back by 11, and then we go on to the next sessions? Thank you very much.